Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way on 1FM Live and Local at 8 past 8. That was an artist chosen by my next guest. His name is Steve Brooks and he is the Liberal candidate for our federal seat of Nichols. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Terry, and thanks very much for the song.
Yes, it is a good song, Go Your Own Way. You're sort of going your own way, sort of not, you're with the party.
I mean, going my own way. I've been a Liberal member since I was about 15. So it was a great opportunity, really, when Drummy said he was standing down to put my hand up and represent the community I was born in.
Indeed, you were. So you're a fourth generation local in Cobham. That's pretty good pedigree.
Well, my great-grandfather was in Shep. And my grandfathers were born in Shep in Yarrawonga, and my dad and I were born in Cobram. So, yeah, we go back quite a way.
Given that you have been spending most of your recent years up at Cobram, people down at Shepparton may not know you so well. So tell us a bit about yourself. Teacher, businessman and farmer. You're a busy man.
No, I think I've really had a lot of fun doing those things too. I guess that's what I've enjoyed in my work. But yeah, born into quite a large farming family. Our family, the Brookses, we did a lot in grain, a lot in transport. And I went to school in Shepparton for 6 years, so caught the bus from Cobram. That was a great time. But when I went to university, I went to Melbourne and I worked in the grain industry like my dad and my grandfather had before me. And that involved grain trading. I exported a lot of Aussie grain to Asia and also the Middle East, where I was based overseas for 11 years. And I think being away for that long, I just sort of missed home. I was coming back for Christmases and it just got more difficult to go back overseas. So decided to come back to Australia, where I studied teaching and started teaching at Cobram Secondary College. And I also set up a pomegranate orchard. So I've got 6,000 trees on the river. And that's what's been keeping me busy for the last 4 years.
I bet.
I've always been very interested in politics and just had this opportunity to really, I think, you know, bring something to the table as far as representing the local community and a community I intend to live in for the rest of my life.
So with what you're saying, you know, grain trading, pomegranate orchard, you would seem like a great candidate for the National Party.
I'll be honest. When I was very young, my grandfather and I spent a lot of time together. Ray Brooks was his name. And we would talk about politics. You know, we would talk, for hours, because I used to drive him around. We'd go to growers' meetings together. And we were, you know, he was a Liberal. And he explained to me the Liberal philosophy about, you know, an individual family or an individual community knowing what's right for them rather than government sort of telling them what to do. And so I guess my politics was sort of fixed at a very early age. And not to say that I'm sort of one-eyed. I've got friends who are on the far, far left, and I've got friends who are on the far, far right. And I think it's really important to know those perspectives, not just look at everything through, you know, one sort of prism. So I'm quite proud of the fact that I've got that background to bring to the community.
We can't cover all the issues today, of course, because there are so many. But I see from your website, water, environment, pathways to education and training, health and mental health, aged and childcare.
Yep.
Maybe highlight a few of those and tell me why they're important to you.
Yeah, no, I think it's my strong conviction that the next member for Nichols absolutely has to be an expert in water. It's not acceptable for the next member to spend years walking around learning about this issue. It's absolutely something that they should know from the start. And I've got probably 4 years of advocating on this issue, and the water groups that I associate myself with have lifted the issue of water to one of national importance, as it should be. And I know other candidates have claimed, you know, that they've suddenly got an interest in water, but I have got the runs on the board as to what I've actually done years before there was even the opportunity to stand. Education, look, as a teacher, I have very strong convictions about, you know, our regional opportunities for our regional kids and, you know, removing those barriers so that if they want to do an apprenticeship or if they want to go to university, that we make sure that those barriers are out of the way. It's different for metro kids. You know, they instead of getting on a tram to go to school, they do that for 6 years. They just jump on a different tram and go to, you know, a different university.
Just been through it. Just took my eldest to university in regional New South Wales 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. It's a big wrench.
Well, and there's cost associated with that. And I think
I can't believe how much cost was associated with it.
Things that you don't think about. And that's why, you know, even, you know, there's liberal policies where if regional kids are being relocated, there's now, you know, $5,000 that they can get access to reduce those barriers. So they're the sort of policies that I look at and say, that is an example of regional representation and government doing things so that our kids can achieve their dreams, whatever they may be, trades, uni, whatever it is. So I'm really strong about that. And it's one of the reasons I went into teaching. You know, you can have such a positive influence on kids' lives. And I, you know, to be honest, one of the main things I miss about sort of doing full-time campaigning now is I miss engaging with the kids. I grabbed pizza last night and two of the boys were making the pizzas and I just was so good to see them again. So,
yeah, I can understand you miss teaching, but this, as you're saying, it's a full-time campaign at the moment.
It is, and it's a big electorate, 15,000 square kilometres. But I can say, you know, yes, there's a lot of driving, but the people who I'm meeting, they are passionate about their community. They're passionate about what vision they have for their communities, and it's not all the same. You know, that one of the themes that keeps popping up, of course, is labour shortages, and I'd say that that's the most significant issues. And it's not just we tend to focus on fruit picking. It's not. It's the hairdresser. There's small manufacturers.
The cafe.
Mm. Every single business
Everyone
I've spoken
seems
to.
Everyone's advertising at the moment.
Exactly, and they would put on full time workers, yeah. And they would do that. You know, do these things. They just can't get access. So, it's so important that. That we actually, I know that there's backpackers who have started to arrive. I just heard on the radio this morning, but this is a real issue and it's really holding back our regional community, and they're ready to thrive. Like the businesses I've spoken to, they are good to go. They yep. just need people.
You're on 1FM Live and Local at 14 past 8. We are speaking to the Liberal candidate for the federal seat of Nicholls, Steve Brooks, and of course, probably May is the federal election, everyone's saying?
Yeah, well, it can't be any later. So okay. They've got to have it in May, and it means that it's got to be announced, I think, in April, because there's got to be 30 days between the writ and
okay,
the
so not
election.
Long, really.
Probably. No, it's going to go quickly, too.
So we have the incumbent National Party member, Damien Drumm,
yes.
who you mentioned,
yeah.
and he is retiring
yes.
from politics, at least. And Sam Birrell has the former... CEO of the Committee for Greater Shepparton has put his hand up as the national candidate.
Yep.
Now, how important is it when the National Party member is retiring for the Liberal Party to put up a candidate? Because they could have just not had one and kind of gone with their coalition partner, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. And just as the case was when Sharman Stone put her hand up, you know, we could have just left it as a National Party seat. But there is a big difference between Liberals and Nationals. And, you know, we of course don't want Labor to run the country. That's something that we do have in common. But it would be my strong contention that Sharman Stone putting her hand up and being the member for 20 years, she sided with our community. She was an effective advocate for this community inside the Howard government. And I would say that my credentials in business, my credentials in agriculture, and understanding this community being a teacher, and having gone to school in Shepparton for 6 years, I understand these issues and I'm wanting to sort of represent those issues inside the government, and I think I can do that more effectively in the major party of the coalition in the Liberal Party.
Speaking of Labor, have you heard of a Labor candidate? I have not.
No, I don't know. No, I haven't.
Yep.
Short answer is no.
Mm.
I don't know. I think the Greens candidate was there, is now not. So mm. Labor, the Greens.
Obviously, don't think they've got much chance in this area.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know how that's working.
They must not, or they would put someone forward, presumably.
Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned Sam Birrell. He's got some runs on the board. He's been a strong advocate for this region over many years.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Priestley is the independent candidate. Can
yes.
you beat them?
Look, my campaign is all about talking to people right now, and I don't assume any votes. People have told me from the beginning, this is a National Party seat. You know, why would you run against them? It's on me to go and speak to community leaders, to, you know, people who have issues that they want to talk about. So, If I was to win, it would be because I have gone and spoken and I've talked about what I want to bring to that role. I haven't just been an advocate for businesses. I have been in business, and running a business is very different to advocating for businesses. I think my experience in commodity trading or in teaching, you know, knowing, you know, when you're a teacher and teachers will know this, you're not just seeing the issues that your students have. You're seeing the issues that take place at home as well. And that sort of plays into a lot of the health issues that we have in this area, mental health issues. That's something that I'm really passionate about as well. So I think my experience, the fact that I was born here, lived here my whole life, other than overseas for 11 years, but lived here my whole life and intend to live here for the rest of my life. My motivation for running is purely because I believe that I will be more effective than the other two likely candidates who could win the seat as well.
Not surprising that you think you would be more effective than Rob Priestley, because you obviously believe parties are the way to go.
Yeah.
Why do you think you'd be more effective than someone like Sam Birrell?
I think I could be more effective than Sam Birrell because, like I said, I haven't been an advocate for business the way Sam has. I have been in business, in both big and small business, my whole life, and that's a very big distinction. I also think that my background in teaching gives me a perspective that Sam doesn't have. But also, like I said before, Sharman Stone showed this community what it looks like to have strong representation in the major party of the coalition. Not the National Party, who are the junior coalition, but the major party. I would be talking to the Treasurer as a colleague. I would be talking to...
Well, if the coalition is returned.
If the coalition is returned, absolutely. But, the people I speak to, you mentioned the Labor Party before. People in this area do not want Dan Andrews returned. They do not want a Labor federal government. And that's the overwhelming feedback I get. And I totally accept that there's a percentage of the community who do want to see Labor, but they are in the absolute minority. So it is about ensuring that the representation we have in the coalition is the most effective and the most capable candidate. And I'm absolutely putting my hand up to say, I believe I'm that candidate. The people around me have supported me, and I look forward to spending more time getting around talking to communities and community leaders, which has been really a great experience so far.
Strong words, Steve Brooks. Good luck with the rest of the campaign.
Terry, thank you very much for having
me. I'm sure we'll get to have a chat again.
I look forward to it.
Thank you very much to Steve Brooks, the Liberal candidate for the federal seat of Nicholls.
7 out of 10 cars stolen today will be stolen using their own keys. Make sure you leave your keys out of sight, behind a locked door, and visit www.howsafeismyplace.com.au to find out more simple things you can do to protect your home and family. It's a free service from Neighbourhood Watch in partnership with RACV. howsafeismyplace.com.au.
Across our area, it's not uncommon for slow-moving, large, oversized farm machinery to be on the roads. Farmers may be moving their equipment from one paddock to another, or heavy vehicles may be transporting large machinery around the region. Please be patient when passing these vehicles. Slow down and move to the left of the road to allow them to pass you safely. If you need to overtake, be patient. Wait until you have a good, clear view of the road ahead, and when it's safe, proceed with caution. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
I'm here to talk to you about tractors. And if you're looking for new or used tractor parts, you need to ring Daryl, Bernadette or Shirley for parts about the following: Deutz, Landini, Ferguson, Ford, Sami, Lamborghini or McCormick tractors. They offer the best personalised service. So don't forget, if you need tractor parts, ring the guys on 0358 232257. That's 0358 232257. Aussie Ag Supplies are proud sponsors of 1FM.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team, and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.